Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. If you want to find out more about the show and the hundreds and hundreds of archives and podcasts up there, just go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com, THEDRPATSHOW.com, and enjoy. Have a feast. No charge. Download as many as you want of these shows. Pass them on to your friends. I am so thrilled to introduce you to Lynn McTaggart. If you have not heard of who Lynn is, let me just briefly say, because we only have her on for a short time, she is the author of The Intention Experiment, an incredible book, and the best-selling book, The Field, The Quest for the Secret Force of the Universe. Both of these books are so groundbreaking, I cannot even talk about them in the way that they influence the world that we live in. And Lynn is joining us here today as an interview prior to her Seattle event. And so what I want to do is introduce you to Lynn McTaggart and the Dr. Pat Show. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really thrilling to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on the show. I know that Bobby has been, we have been working with your folks to get you on for a longer period of time. I know we have a short time right now, but you are traveling and doing a number of presentations. And I wanted to ask you about the book and the central idea of the book, because most of the people that are listening to this show have a sense of what you're talking about, but this is so incredibly inviting and profound. So tell us a little bit.
Okay. Well, first, I wanted to look at the science of intention. Mm. You know, everybody's using intention as this great buzzword. You know, even Jane Fonda talks about mothering with intention. So first of all, I wanted to find out what it was to define it, to extrapolate from intention masters like Qigong masters and master healers, what common things they do so that I could create a program for using intention in the best way and the most effective way in your life. But I also wanted to see what's the scientific evidence that thoughts actually affect physical reality. And so I studied all the science, tried to put it in a readable way, but also wanted to go beyond that, because what the book is not only a book, but it's an experiment. I'm working with scientists around the world, and we're inviting our readers to be part of an online experiment that is actually being carried out in laboratories and has huge implications for creating the world as we want it to be, for cleaning up many things like global warming.
Well, Lynn, I want to say that I have the book, and I love the online portion of it. And what I love about it is you actually have to read the book to participate.
Well, we're asking people in some of the experiments to do that. In others, we want to just see what happens if we have everybody participating. So we may try some experiments with that, big experiments that we're planning with. Deepak Chopra and I have been talking about doing a great big one where we send intention to lower the violence rate in some hot spot, say in South America or in the Middle East. And we probably want to invite everybody to try that. But the reason we ask people to read the book, or at least to get familiar with that program, is that I want people to practice being really good intenders. We've got really specific experiments. Like, so far, we've done one where we've been able to make seeds grow a lot faster and more healthily by inviting readers. And I've carried this out on the internet. I've carried this out in front of groups where I've spoken. And we've had incredible results. Sometimes the seeds have grown twice as fast. And we've had other experiences where we've affected, you know, actual physical processes of living things. So this is demonstrating in very rigorous scientific conditions that we can take a load of people, thousands of people around the world, and have an effect thousands of miles away. And so I think that what I'm hoping to do, the real master plan here, is to show people how far we can go. You know, what can you do with this in your life? really? What's really proven? And what can we do with it for the world? How can we change the world?
Lynn, I've got to ask you this question. Have you seen anything in the years that you've been working with this that has absolutely mind-blowingly surprised you?
Yeah. The evidence on time, showing that sending thoughts to affect something, it doesn't matter when you send it. I mean, there was an amazing study on prayer where the person who ran it, who's in Israel, wanted to do something really outrageous. So he sent prayer to half of a group of people with a serious blood infection. Half the people didn't get it. He found the people who got the prayer did better in every way. But the most amazing element of the study was that the people who were in the hospital between the years 1992 to 94, the prayers were carried out 6 to 8 years later in the year 2000. So that kind of thing blew my mind. The idea that time, as we know it, as a forward-moving arrow, is really an incomplete view of time, and that time is much more like one great big spread out now. Mm. And so that has really changed my mind. But I have to say that all of these studies, all of the incredible amount of science showing that we affect our reality at every moment, that we're kind of beaming out information, sending and receiving at every moment, has blown my mind, every single bit of it.
It is really, it, for me, and just having this conversation with you is very exciting and really hopeful. I mean, what we're talking about at some level for me, Lynn, is the power of hope as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's funny, I've always thought that that's probably the thread that I carry through most of my books. I tried to figure it out, well, my books are really diverse in what I write about. What's mm-hmm. the single thread? And I guess it is hope. And I suppose because we see ourselves in separation in the world, and that is really behind so many of the ills in our world. We define ourselves by ourselves being separate objects operating according to fixed laws in time and space. You know, we define ourselves as Newtonian entities. And we're finding now that with all the quantum discoveries, that that vision of ourselves is really incomplete, and that we're all connected, all affecting each other at every moment, and that we are always part of a greater whole. And I think that knowing that and really digesting that means that we can create much better societal structures that honor cooperation and not separateness and competition.
You know, Lynn, this is such an important conversation. I know people are going to be thrilled to be, meeting with you in person as you come at least to the Seattle area and then other places. And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, we hear a lot about the power of intention. And you're right. There are many, many people talking about it. Yeah, including Jane Fonda. Is there such a thing as the light and the dark side of intention? What I mean by that is, you know, there's the intention to help someone to pray. Is there an intention to will harm to someone? And how does that fit in?
Sadly, there is. There's a good amount of evidence to demonstrate that, you know, the so-called voodoo effect, that people can, you know, thoughts for ill will can affect people just as well as thoughts for, you know, for positive things. And I found that once in my own life, a couple of times where I had a cleaner who inadvertently stripped all the chrome off of all the brand new taps in a recently renovated house of mine, lovingly refurnished with, you know, hard-earned cash. And I was so furious, I didn't know what to do, so I just vented my spleen in my bed. And I was horrified to realize the next day that this poor woman had fallen off the bus and broken her leg at about the time I was ranting and raving. And I always wondered, you know, did I do that? Mm. Did I have anything to do with that? And certainly there's a decent amount of evidence that people who are real masters of intention, like Qigong masters, can use harmful intention, killing mind, as they call it, to do just as much as positive and loving mind. So I think, sadly, it does work. And the only good thing is that, you know, Qigong masters have a very focused mind, and usually people who are just ranting and raving, like I was, mm-hmm. usually don't. But it's something to be aware of because, as I say, I think we're beaming out. We know from the evidence now that we're beaming out information all the time, and our environment is picking it up. We know that from the fact that all living things are sending out light emissions, and that other living things are picking up from their environment at every moment. That's been established. And so we're sending out, you know, we're sending out information. And what we really have to start thinking about is what that information is on a daily basis. How many of us are really sending out positive thoughts at every moment?
And, you know, Lynn, and then the conversation always gets back to how are we thinking about ourselves?
Oh, absolutely. What's the intention we're sending ourselves? Mm-hmm. And again, I always ask this in an audience, how many of you are thinking good thoughts about yourself?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's very few people who are putting up their hand.
Well, you certainly have opened the door for many of us to really focus and think about what we're thinking about. Lynn McTaggart, thank you so much for joining the show today. I wish we had more time to chat. And I will make sure that we schedule another conversation because the work that you're doing is not only profound at many, many levels, but it really does give people the chance of hope. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm hoping to see a lot of your listeners at the East West Bookshop. I'll be there on Tuesday, October 23rd, and I think it starts at 7. So I'm thrilled to see Seattle. I hope it wants to see me.
Absolutely it does. I just ran into someone that's already scheduled to see you on the way out here. We'll make sure folks know. We'll take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and
Psst. Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Do you want to live the life of your dreams? Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis of the Center for Spiritual Living shares practical spiritual principles and insights from all the world's traditions monthly on the Dr. Pat Show in her segment, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World. Learn more about Kathy Ann by visiting spiritualliving.org.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Click the show's page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Big girl.
Turkey. I so love that song. Just having a moment. Welcome back, everyone.
Can we get Fergie to come by?
Okay.
I want to have her sit with me.
I bet you do.
She's a hottie, a little hottie patati.
Come
on!
We'll give you some information about Fergie.
If I can get Fergie, then we'll get Christina, too.
Fergie is...
I can work the duo.
And welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I don't want to change the subject. Let me just give you some information for those of you that are saying, Fergie, who's Fergie?
Fergie!
Fergie is known as Fergie on her own.
Right.
With her CD, but she was for a long time, and still is, mm-hmm. actually, a member of the Black Eyed Peas.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with you. I love that. And so what I love about music, even though I love, you know, the shake your booty part of the music, what I love is I love the words. And so, you know, when Benny refers to Christina Aguilera, and I could not believe that we didn't have beautiful in his or whatever he's got over there. But when we talk about the
computer.
Words, I mean, when you listen to that song that Fergie was talking about, and, you know, it is Big Girls Don't Cry.
You mean this
right?
one right here?
In the school, yeah. Jackson, Uno cards.
You gonna play Jackson's?
Exactly.
Jax and Uno cards?
And, yeah, that's right. And so part of what she talks about is taking responsibility for herself. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, she's really clear in this song that that's not your problem. This is for me. It is my issue. It's my growing. It's my, you know, stepping up. And I bet many of you thought, wow, I didn't know that was going on in this song. Well, it's my interpretation of a song as we get to interpret our lives. You just heard my conversation with Lynn McTaggart, who best-selling author and is traveling the world really with the intention of experiment. And I want to make sure that you all go to the website, theintentionexperiment.com, because this is really about raising the flag of consciousness as well as hope. And for me, I'm a street smart girl. I do street smart spirituality. I have something I call street smart living. I have something that really is about the practical day to day. I love folks that can talk about manifestation and consciousness at a very high level. And I know that what's important is to break it down, bring it down, and enable you to have the tools you need to step out in life. My guest knows a lot about that. It's all about the tools. It's really about how we can share the information we have. I'm talking about Len Wright and the Manifest Station. And that's something you're going to hear a lot about. He's joining me again today. We've got a lot of exciting things to talk about and share. But we just got finished with Lynn McTaggart talking about the power of intention. And how do we create those hopeful intentions? Well, we've got to put ourselves in front of people, places, and things that get into the vibe of Thrive. The vibe of Thrive. And so this is what we're talking about when we talk about the Manifest Station and what Len Wright has created. That's the groove that we want to be in. Whether that's talking about Fergie or Christina Aguilera or Dancing with the Stars, or I don't know, whatever it is that shows up. Or talking about the Molecular Enhancer, as we have done. It is about taking that step. So Len, welcome back to the show. And let's talk about this idea of the vibe of Thrive, as I like to call it, because my show is about thriving, and about the power of what we seek, what we say, and what we do.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. This is a wonderful opportunity that I truly appreciate once again for being on air. And I love your show, and I love the energy that you have, because what you're talking about is true. I mean, life is really, it's about living. There's no stagnation within it. It is all energy. And so by moving forward in our life and taking those, Neil Donald Walsh always mentions that you should look at fear anytime situations or experiences bring that up as an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go through your life as that adventure, you're actually living. You know, it's not a dress rehearsal. We're not getting ready for something. This is it. This is the experience. And so many people they're learning in the way and they use the tools in a way of getting ready for something or preparing for a big night as if there's something to look forward to. But really, the present moment is what's real, and it's the only thing that is. So living right now and getting into that juice of life right now is what being is all about.
It is about being. And when we talk about being and we talk about what you've created, which is the manifest station, when we talk about that, I want to be clear to everyone. I'm not saying manifestation, but I am. We're talking about the manifest-station.com, the manifest-station.com. This is an idea that somebody had to have, and you took it from an idea to implementation, which at some level, people would say, oh, my God, how could anybody even think of an idea like that? You know, Len, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're sitting around, you're scratching something on a napkin, and the next thing you know, you've got this incredible idea that has actually turned out to be something.
It's been a wild ride. There's no boring in the journey, that's for sure. And you know, my partners, Glenn Brubaker and Ryan Bloom and myself have all, we were just talking about that this morning, actually, the three of us, that every moment of every day we're really stepping out beyond any comfort zone that we ever even knew of. And that really is it's living life is an adventure, and it's continually creating, as you were saying, you know, the thoughts, the words, the actions that we take are all devised to be able to bring us more bliss and joy, and we do that by serving. So the channel that we have, the enlightened internet TV channel called the manifest-station.com, is a way for us to be able to act, for us to be able to serve through, so that we can actually enable humanity to be of a more raised vibration, and because of that energy, it comes back to us. You know, and it's actually something that we're trying to do in all parts of our project is that, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today, just to mention, is we're introducing a program, if you may, into our advertising. And it is something that, I mean, we've all heard of the band Radiohead. They're fairly large. And I think it was earlier this week or late last week, there was a discussion on radio talking about how they're putting their album out on a value-based monetary system. Instead of charging an X amount per, they're saying, what do you think? What value do you place on this?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So we have adopted an introductory special for our advertising now for the channel that gets placed in between, you know, the people like Neil Donald Walsh and Gary Renard and Mike Dooley and Bob Doyle and on, as that system. So we're asking our customers, what value do you place on this exposure? And that's where we're taking it. So, you know, we're really trying to be, where new paradigm seems to be the state of our lives right now. But it definitely is fun.
Well, I mean, it is fun, and you know, and we are talking about value. And let's talk about that for a minute. So
okay.
Far, let's talk about what the response has been to the station, and let's tell our listeners that what we're talking about is the Manifestation TV. I want to say TV, because I want to be really clear about what this is and how it's different from other webcast kinds of things. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Lynn?
Okay, well, you know, we're very thankful that the video on demand sites and the webcast sites that are out there are there, because we all serve a niche, we all serve something in that way. But what's really important about the channel that we're doing is that it's a free access. There's no charge whatsoever. There's no sign-ups to be able to watch it. It's a place where you can actually go and feed yourself daily, feed your soul. We have teachers from all around the world. We're in now 149 countries. And our viewers are able to pop on, watch our programming, and we have people from all over the world, teachers with these types of messages of oneness, of more of a new spirituality, new thought, and people from The Secret and so forth, that they get to actually teach you workshops, presentations, shows, programs of all of an enlightened nature to be able to raise your vibration. And, you know, I first actually had the idea of an internet TV channel brought to me, and I say brought to me because, you know, you were saying, how could somebody think of this? I really do believe that it was brought to me, because I was searching for something at the time to be able to live through and enact service through that filled my life and made my life more blissful and allowed me to be able to be doing what I love, my passion. And so I had the idea brought to me from about an internet TV channel, and then I thought, wow, what a way to serve. And so Glenn and myself, we formed a partnership, and we started going, and then Ryan came in a few months later. And since then, we've just been rocking and rolling. Things have been, this week even, have just absolutely been going ballistic with, in a good way. With, I will mention that that could have a negative connotation to it, but the things that we're doing are, and the connections that are being made for us right now are, is huge. So all I can say is viewership continues to get better and better every single week.
Oh, it's fabulous. And I want to give people some information as we get ready to go to break. We'll be right back with Lynn. The website that you're going to want to go to and, you know, check out the programming is themanifest-station.com. Themanifest-station.com. Make sure that we get that in our newsletter. I think Carol's already doing that. And let me just tell you, it's 100% dedicated to prosperity, consciousness, enlightened wisdom, inner healing, and the universal laws and teachings. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be right back with Lynn Wright and more of the Dr. Pat Show, and of course, Christina Aguilera.